Thank you for Henry and his family that you have sent to Kenya to be a blessing to many there. I just pray you'd bless his work and give him a wonderful word for us to hear today, Lord. Point our hearts to you and give us hope for the days ahead. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Tim. Oh, yeah. So sorry, guys. Man, my son is saving some money to buy himself a phone, and I think I'm going to help him get a phone, because when he uses mine, I just realized the Zoom is not on my phone, the app is not downloading, so I hope the Wi-Fi holds up. Where we live, the Wi-Fi is not very good sometimes, so I had driven away out of town, a little bit out of town to be on data phone, because that's really reliable, but now I'm home on the Wi-Fi on my wife's phone, so hope everything goes well. So glad to talk to you guys. We miss you a lot. We miss you a bunch. That's for real. And we thank God for you guys. So looking forward to just sharing some stories from here and just on the theme of resting and how God uses that as a weapon to energize and to strategize and to just work everything together for the good. Because the Bible says he makes things beautiful in his own time. And between the making and the time is a lot of restful moments that I'm about to share with you from what God is teaching us here in Kenya. So, yeah, thank you, Tim. Thank you for praying. And I'll just jump right into it. So I won't keep you guys longer than I've already kept you guys. So, yeah, so my word for you guys today is, it is God's treasured secret. That's my title for what I'm just going to share with you. And it's just some stuff we're learning here since we came. When we came here, we didn't know exactly some of the stuff we're doing. Actually, there are two programs you're doing that we did not know we will do. And it's true, God makes things beautiful in its own in its own time. The Bible says in the perfect time, in God's perfect timing, Jesus came, born of a virgin. And you know, Peter says it was in the due time, in the time that God really wanted. So that's kind of what we are seeing, because when we came out, we came to do some stuff that we are going to do. We're going to do. We're already starting to strategize on the youth camp. But some of the stuff that we are doing, the sports ministry, some of the stuff that we are seeing daily, what is actually occupying our time daily and where we've been seeing flow of young people come to faith are things that we did not plan when we got on a plane to come out here. So like the sport ministry, sports. And now we just started a new program called Back to Eden. With the sports ministry, we didn't know that was going to happen. We didn't know God would use soccer balls. I had two in my house and one that belonged to my sons. And we started with that. And God just empowered that. And before we knew it, we had a nice program going. And between October and December, we had over 40 young people give their lives to Jesus. We were interacting with six soccer teams, reaching over 250 young people weekly. It was amazing, and it was part of school too, but it was amazing because God just opened that door. So now we're down to three teams here in Gilgil, but that was amazing. And now God has just about a month now, since the late July, God opened an opportunity for us to go to children homes and schools. We've done homes now. It's tough to get to the schools. And God has opened is a door for us to use music, to use entertainment, to use art, to use youth group activities like Minute to Win It games, late night show kind of idea games on the road, you know. So we've been using that, and God has just been using that to, you know, to open doors for these young people to hear the gospel. And again, we have numbers coming to faith, opening their hearts to Jesus, coming to faith, not in a way of, hey, I want to be a Christian, but really in a way of saying, I want that to be bottled in my heart forever. And we say, yes, that's possible. So that's kind of what I'm just sharing with you, because when we came out, we didn't know we'd do Back to Eden. We had no idea we would do beyond sports. We had no idea we would do. Right now, we are exploring opportunities to work with farmers because it's a rural town we're in, and seeing, hey, how can we interact with that? And how can we empower our young people to hear the gospel and also do something for themselves? Well, what we are seeing is what we saw in the book of Genesis when God was creating everything. Or God could have woken up one morning and said, hey, let there be everything. But there's a treasured secret of God. There's a treasured secret of God that's being unveiled to us on the mission field, and God wants us to share with you at home, wherever you are. I don't know where you're at in life, but this treasure, you can also bottle it like Mary and keep it in your heart, because when the angels told Mary about the uniqueness of the baby she was going to have, the power and the beauty of the baby she was going to have, the Bible says she grasped that, she pondered that and kept that. So this treasure, it's a treasure that I feel is changing how I'm doing ministry, it's changing how I'm trusting God, it's changing how I'm walking with God. And I hope you can pick that up too. So, just right into it. In the book of Genesis, what we see God do is he creates, and when he calls something into being, he takes time with it. He takes time with it. He actually takes so much time with it that he enjoys and sees how good what he's brought into being is. And then he takes time and rests and pauses to pick up and carry on the following day. That is something we're learning, is God is not going to unveil everything you want to do with us here in Kenya. God is not going to unveil everything here. This is it, boys and girls. This is what I'm going to do. Let's go. No, it's been coming bits and pieces. But next month is going to be 1 year since we came to Kenya. And for a whole year, my family and I have been driving around illegally driving around the Canadian standard. And safe driving in Kenyan standard, because it's not illegal to drive without seatbelts and stuff. But we've been driving a sedan car with six of us. My son would be passing out in the back seat, literally where someone's foot is. You know, and we're like, oh no, God, what's going on? For 1 year, we were driving. That has just been happening, right? But in due time, in God's timing, he didn't give us a car all of a sudden. But now we have a ministry car, it's in the shop. But our God does that. He has a track record of unveiling things in his own timing, one at a time, sometimes a lot, but usually our God opens a page after page after page, and there's a treasured secret in that. And that is, you know, he takes time. There's resting that allows us to not only embrace the beauty of what God is doing in our lives, but actually to get a time to worship him as we bask and as we wonder, as we marvel in what he's doing in our lives already. So it's amazing, because the kids we're interacting with, you know, as I'm talking to you, I can just see the pictures in our minds. You know, I can see Sandra, I can see a boy we call Kaze, a very short little boy who plays soccer like a crazy strong warrior. You know, he takes you down and he looks like a little matchstick, but he's a strong. But we didn't know we'd interact with this young boy, because we came to do a big church plan to do. But in the process, God is, you know, he's unveiling layers and layers of the beauty of what he has in store for his children. So that's just a little bit of that, because we see he says it is good after he creates everything. He says it is good, and it is good. And then he wakes up the following day. There's night, there's morning. So between night and daytime is a treasured secret of God. The taking of time, the rest. Between what you're doing for living, between what you're doing to make the world a better place, between what you're doing to the betterment of the universe as God has called you and placed you where you are. God is also inviting you to take that time. And, you know, between us asking God something, what do we do? First of all, God comes the following day. And I believe what he did yesterday, by looking at what he's done, it allows room for him to, you know, to continue, because our God is a creative God. Our God is a creative God. I have a very complicated creative process myself. So this week I just finished 4 spoken word poetry. You can check that out at movedchurch.org/Henry Ngugi. There's 4 poems in there on top of the 2 that we had. And I was in Canada for 7 years. I couldn't write a poem. I've been here, I've wrote 6, you know, I started working on some in Canada, but I couldn't finish. But I've been able to finish 6 out here. But just that opportunity to rest. God is a creative, our God is a creative being. Our God is a creative entity, supreme creator, and he's empowered creativity in us. But I believe in every day that God came to create more. Our God is the God who makes things out of nothing. He makes everything out of nothing, and he calls things that are not as if they are. This is our creative God. And I believe what he's done gives room for him to do exceedingly above all that we can think or imagine. That's the creativity of our God. So the first thing we see is, you know, we want to keep looking at that. We want to keep looking at the faithfulness of God. It helps us. When we look, it helps us to stand, to be here. And then when we are here, when we look, it helps us to be here and to do what he's called us to do faithfully. But also, it kind of that secret, it loads us, it arms us with the hope and then the assurance to trust what he's going to do. So we can see the past, we can see the present, and we can see the future. That's how our God is the God who was, who is, and who is to come. So that's one of the stuff we're learning, because we've been through ups and downs since we launched our journey to come to Canada, to come to Kenya. So part of those struggles were, you know, as you, if you keep in touch with our, keep up to speed with our newsletters, we got stuck in Calgary on our way here. We got on a plane. It was exciting. We took selfies. We say, hey, Kenya, see you soon. We got to Calgary. And they said, we are taking all the bags off the plane. And then my son looks at me and he says, oh, daddy, that's our plane. It's going. And we got stranded in Calgary. We stayed there for a week. God turned it together for good. But then we got here and, you know, we stayed with my mom's and things were just, you know, complicated before we really landed to the town we are in now. And then we had our baby in this town. A month later, something really tragic happened with our baby and God also saw us through. We appreciate your prayers. And I'm mentioning all of you guys in my poem. There's a poem in one of the four poems that I have called One Month Birthday. It's about the entire process and how God came through for us. So we've seen that. But one of the things that keeps anchoring us, one of the things that keep, you know, giving us the sense of direction and the sense of hope right now is what God has done. The God of yesterday, he's who he was, who is, and who is to come. Our God is a historical God. Our God is a God with a track record of faithfulness, with a track record of showing up, with a track record of keeping his promises, with a track record of being who he says he is. He's the only God who said, I will do this. This will happen to me. And that's why the promises and the prophecies that Jesus fulfilled in the New Testament that were already quoted in the Old Testament are very important, because they actually show he is who he says he is, and he is a true God. So I believe that's kind of why we worship a God that the people of Israel believed in calling the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob, because they start track record. When he showed up day three, he's the same God who said in day one, he looked, it was good, and then he rested. So we've seen that as we keep continue to do ministry, we want to talk about the faithfulness of a God that we continue seeing. We've seen him faithful to us. We saw him help us at the airport. We saw him come through with the COVID test. I remember going to get the COVID test. We were the first people to show up at the hospital at 4 a.m. with all our three kids at the time and a pregnant wife at the parking lot, waiting. My wife and I would switch to just make sure we are in the front line, just to get in and find, oh, there was a secret door in the back that had hundreds of people already in. But he still showed up. He still helped us out. We still got our test the morning, the day we had booked our flights to get to Kenya, and God showed up. So as we see that, my wife and I, as we pray, as we trust God, we are trusting God for big things. We're trusting God to build the cabins for the youth campaign in Kenya. We have the land, but you don't have the construction yet. We haven't even fenced the property yet. It's undeveloped. But we know God will show up. We know our God will do what only God can do. How? He's done it before. He's the God of Abraham. He's the God of Isaac. He's the God of Jacob. That's the secret. That's the treasured secret. Our God proves himself over and over again. Our God says, I'll do it, and you can see him do it. Even though the timing might look different, but he's a God who is faithful to his word. We've seen that. So, I don't want to tell you a lot of stories because I've been riding on my way here, but I'm so excited because, yeah, so he opens doors. When we take the time, we don't know exactly how he's going to do it all. But I know it's going to be a beautiful adventure, because the more we allow God to do what only God can do, the more we continue enjoying this dance that is that actually, you know, defines the beauty and the identity of our God, who's three people in one in a beautiful dance. So we started the soccer ministry, and then something else we added in the soccer ministry was meals, snacks. We started doing snacks. So we would do, after the game, we would do snacks. And as we did snacks, it becomes also an opportunity to break bread with these young people. Breaking bread is also important. And it just creates room for those conversations that go beyond the drills, beyond, you know, how is school, how are you doing? But as we, you know, make jokes, as we break bread, as we do a cookie or a, you know, a piece of, what's an equivalent? The cakes we have here, they're an equivalent of, what do we call them back home? Is it a muffin bread or something like that? Banana bread, right? As we break banana bread and juice, or banana bread and coffee. Yesterday it was, and we did coffee, mild coffee with milk and water. As we break bread, you can just see the kids come to life. Most of the kids we work with are from really impoverished communities. But as we just break these simple meals, we get to talk. Some of these guys, you know, they don't get those man-to-man talks or you know, just eye-to-eye, face-to-face. And we embrace that. We love that. We did not see that coming on our way here. That's our God. Between the day and the evenings and the nights and the daytime, our God has a secret in there. He takes time. He invites you to rest. He invites you to take time. He invites you to know what he's called you to do and for you to pause and say, God, how do I do it? And then trust the process. That's the beauty of our God. So one of the strategies he gave us was joy. He said, you know what? Let's have a good time. So at first I was confused because I was doing this for school. So God gave me a slogan in my heart. Have a good time in Swahili. Sheng actually is not Swahili. Jibambu is a word for have a good time to the fullest. Have a good time. Then jifunze, learn. Acquire knowledge. Learn something today. And then jiendeleze. Jiendeleze is excel or, you know, succeed or fully develop. So, and it was strictly to that process. So when we did sports ministry, we do that. That's our slogan. We come in and we want to make sure the young people have fun. They love the sport. Yesterday it was raining. We were there. There were kids who were there an hour before us. We had to wait in the car for the rain to come, to subside a little bit. And we had kids running around in t-shirts, man. They love this sport. They love soccer. They love it. And we're like, if you love it, I want to make sure you have fun and enjoy it. And then in the process, I want to teach you something. You want to learn something about life. You know, you want to learn something about me, what God has done in my life, what God has done to my kids, what God is teaching me as a father. You know, my daughter, I'm so scared of my daughter right now. I share that with some of the bigger kids. I'm like, oh, man, what scares you the most? Not a spider, my little girl who's almost three. When she goes mad, I go, oh, no, I'm sorry. What did I do wrong? Right. So we want to make sure you have a good time, but you also learn. And then we say total development is God, is in God. So that Ujibambe, Jifunze, Jindelezi. So we share the gospel that way. And God has been very, God has really grounded us in this specific strategy. Like, don't just come and proclaim the good news of Christ that saves and God and the union we get in God forever and ever, which is amazing, which is beautiful. Let's start where they are. Let's have a good time. Let's speak the language they speak because God instilled that in their hearts. So we go to young people who love music and we start right there. So it's been really neat, but we could not get that if we did not allow ourselves to be exposed to this treasured secret of God who takes time. God who calls you to do something and then he invites you to pause and go, hey, but how do I do it? God, can you walk me through it? Yeah, I've done it before. I'm the God who knows it all. And then you can trust in God to do it. So these are just some of the stuff I want to share with you. So when we got the idea to do Back to Eden was inspired by, on our way to Kenya, actually, the first wave of the epidemic. It exposed some big issues with our society, especially amongst young people. There was a huge wave of teen pregnancies. It was really, the numbers were devastating. You know, with a huge, you can check it online, but with a huge number of kids around 12, 11, I think there was even a 10-year-old who got pregnant because of the lockdown. Everyone is at home. Boarding schools do really good in Kenya in terms of community building because they keep kids away from the community. And then, so there's that predictable wave of everyone is in school, everyone is home. So when all of a sudden that flow was was interrupted. There was, you know, some troubles with that. So we had a wave of teen pregnancies, and with our soccer teams too. We have one soccer team in the heart of the town, like in the downtown of the small town. And next to it is a very bad neighborhood with a lot of drugs. And if you want quick drugs, you can get it there. And we just found out we almost lost half a team because our young boys, our 9-year-olds, our 11-year-olds, our up to 13, they would be used to carry drugs in their backpacks. Instead of carrying books, they carry drugs. And the police, first of all, would not arrest them. And second of all, it's not easy to notice. So they would not be selling them. The guy would sell, and then you go pick it up from these kids. So we had to kick a few of them out of the field. And in the process, we just, you know, we just started talking and praying, and we realized we can do something to offer these young people true pleasure. So that's why we call it Back to Eden. Eden is the land of pleasure. So when we got to Back to Eden, the strategy God gave us was to, you know, to use every opportunity that allows these kids to experience Eden in their lives now, you know. So we do the games, the minute-to-win-it games. We allow them to work. Actually, when we show up in a home or a school, they help set up. They take our PA system. We put them to work, you know. And we cook. We cook in the hall. We cook like easy snack food that actually spread the aroma of good smell in the hall, because Eden smells good, you know. It smells flowers back in the days, but now we just make it smell really good. And we take the snacks with the kids. Food is again important to us. And then we create a stage. We have a PA system. We have some lights. We make a stage for these kids to express themselves, to use their gifts. Those who can make you laugh, they do that. Those who can dance, they do that. Those who can tell stories, they do that. And then eventually we can entertain them with some rap songs before we leave. But we try to reach almost every senses, all the senses as human beings, where we can touch each other as we play, we can high five. So now we're not going in schools because of COVID-19, lockdowns, but the homes, their families, they live together. So we do that in homes. And these strategies we get in that treasured secret of God. These are things we get in that treasured secret of God. And I'm going to just repeat it again. And the first part that I wanted to emphasize is the looking back. Is the looking back at the track record of what God has already done. When we look at what God has already done, we want to fish out from the correct track record. That's why he's the God of Abraham. He's the God of Isaac. He's the God of Israel. When David approached Goliath, everybody was pulling out of the wrong track record. Everybody, his brothers, everybody was saying, this giant has been insulting us for a week. He's so big. He's done. He's done this. He's even King Saul pulled out of the wrong track record. He said, you know what? Put my armor, put my shoes, take my shield, take my sword. They protected me before. They've worked before. He had a track record, but on the wrong source, the wrong track record. David had a track record too. And he said, you know what? This is my track record. One day I was taking care of my sheep, there was a bear. One day I was taking care of my sheep, there was a lion. And today, this guy's going to join that track record because of the same God who helped me take down the bear, the lion. So that is the track record. We see that over and over in the Bible. So Jesus approached this guy. I'm going to read our passage for today. I haven't forgotten about my Bible. But Jesus approached this guy at the well and at the pool. And this guy was waiting to be healed. For a long time, he'd been waiting. And Jesus said, do you want to be okay? And he had a track record. He pulled it out, and he pulled it out. It was faithful. It was true. But it was on the wrong premise. It was in the wrong source. He pulled record. Yeah, I've been here for a long time. Every time the angels tears the pool, someone else jumps, blah, 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 blah. We've seen that. You can contrast that brother to Bartimaeus. When Bartimaeus heard that Jesus was passing and he's blind, the brother had a track record to pull out. He didn't just say, Jesus, heal me. No, he called out Jesus. He called out the name of Jesus with a track record, friends. He kept saying, Jesus of Nazareth. He was promised to be born in the city of David. He pulled out Son of David, the promised Messiah, the seed of Jesse. God is faithful. He kept his word. If this is the son of Jesse, God is faithful. The same God who said he will come is the same God who's right here. And he's the same God who's going to give me sight. So when we look, then we can stand. And we can stand on the right premise. We can stand on the right grounds. And then we can have the trust and the hope and the confidence in what he can do. So we want to make sure we pull out of the right, the track record. Let's pull it out. This is the hidden secret of God. He comes and he says, it is good. The first day you can say, wait, which track record did he pull out of? I believe he pulled out of himself. The Bible says no one else is good but God. When he says it's good, he knows what good is like because he's good. He just made that happen. And he comes the following day, and he comes the following day, and the sixth day, oh, God rests. He doesn't create everything all at once. But he takes time to enjoy these things. He takes time to mellow and celebrate. And I want to invite you this week too. I want to invite you this month. Take time and enjoy the beauty of the things that God has given you. The beauty of the things that God has put around you. The beauty of the things that God has surrounded you with. But also, no matter what you're going through, what is challenging you, what you're facing at work, at home, and in between, pull the track record of our God from the right source. He's the God of Abraham. He was faithful to Abraham. He's the God of Abraham. He gave Abraham a baby. He who could not have a baby with a woman who could not have a baby past her time. He did it. So Paul says these two guys, Abraham and Sarah, have nothing to boast, because as far as human science is concerned, they have nothing to boast. But our God did it. There's nothing impossible to him. So when we do that, it's really amazing. But again, I wanted to share the joy part too. So yeah, we want to look back and we want to see where we're standing. Think of the guy at the pool. He had the wrong record. Jesus still did something for him, but his heart was not in the right place. Can we come like that to God when you're praying? Can we do that? Before we start telling him stuff, before we start saying, God, do this, do that for me, God, about this, about that, we start by pulling out the track record. I see Jesus do that. I see Jesus do that. Before he even brought Lazarus back into life, he said, you always hear me when I call. There's a track record, friends. So let's do that. This is the hidden secret, the treasured secret of God. He takes time to enjoy things, but he also, our God treasures history. Our God treasures faithfulness proven over and over again. He's a faithful God. That's why he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And that's important to our God, because he's forever in the past, forever in the future. He can be trusted. Amen? Oh, did I just say amen? I'll see if you guys can talk back. Yeah. So next time your son, your daughter says, oh, I can't finish med school. It's too hard. Oh, my goodness, this is too hard. How can I do this? How can I keep my business with the pandemic and the lockdowns? How can I do this? You can pull out a track record that is true. You know, you can say, yeah, med school is hard. People who don't work hard, they don't make it. Yeah, life is tough. 90% of businesses fail by the third year. And you can go on and on and on and on and pull, you know. We had friends say, oh my goodness, you can't be missionaries, man. This is signing up to be poor forever, you know. You can pull out of statistics and just look at the reality from that point. But you can also look at the God who made virgins have babies, at the God who made women like Hannah have babies, at the God who brought the dead to life. And you say, you know what? I was young and now I'm old and I've never seen the righteous forsaken. David said so, and I believe I'm going to say so one day to young people in the name of Jesus. And I can pull that track record. So this is what we talk about as we go to these orphanages. We don't open scriptures most of the times. We use the music that we have, the music that God gave me like 10 years ago. One of the songs is We Have Value. There's a song that says that. We have value. We have the image and likeness of God. And it's really, it's danceable. We went to this one orphanage. The kids who live and stay in the orphanage are about 40 young kids. We came back with a different team to the same orphanage during the daytime, and they had about 82, 83 kids. So we met about 40 kids who we had not met the first time we came. And it was weird because they knew the songs, because these kids loved these songs. They loved these tunes. They told the friends. They told them in such a way that the friends are singing these songs. So we are trusting God to actually bring them a PA system that they can, a small radio that they can dance to the songs themselves too. So. But this is just part of the stuff that we talk about, you know. This is who you are. When the world says this, no, God says this. We can pull out of the world track record, or we can pull out of the faithfulness that we've seen generation after generation enjoy and celebrate. So, yeah, man, this is just some of the stuff we're seeing. There's a treasured secret of God, and that is rest. That is rest. But also, that is in God proving himself faithful over and over and over again. Let me just read from our passage today. I'm just going to read three verses, I believe, or four verses from Isaiah 54. Isaiah 54, this is where we see God promising to do something. And then you can hold him accountable to it. You can stand and say, God, you say that, and I'm going to take you at your word. So this is what it says in Isaiah 54. I'm going to read from verse 4 to verse 8. This is the NLT translation. Fear not, you will no longer live in shame. The shame of your youth and the sorrow of widowhood will be remembered no more. For your creator will be your husband. The Lord Almighty is his name. He is your redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, the God of all the earth. For the Lord has called you back from your grief, as though you were a young wife abandoned by her husband, says your God. For a brief moment I abandoned you, but with great compassion I will take you back. In a moment of anger I turned my face away for a little while, but with everlasting love I will have compassion on you, says the Lord, your Redeemer. Says the Lord, your Redeemer. For me, when we say, let there be, and then God looks and he says, it's good, then he pauses and comes the following day. Between the pause and the following day, these are the moments of silence. These are the moments you feel like God is not working, like you feel like God has left you. You feel like, God, what's happening? We had a little bit of that when we left Canada to come here. The day we left, the day before we left, We two things happened at the same time. We sold our car, which we could not otherwise have brought it with us. So we thank God for that. We sold our car, but we also signed a lease with a renter to rent our place. She never ended up renting the place. She ended up staying for 6 months without paying us 0 cents and trashing the place. It was so messed up that we used up so much money renovating it. Those are those moments you're like between, it is good, and the following day of continuing with creation. There's a treasured secret. Even when it looks like he's silent, our God is still working out miracles. Even when it feels like it's silent, our God still has everything in his hand. Even right now with the pandemic, with different ministries and churches and businesses, as we're coming out, I know we're getting different shots and things are opening up, but there's still the anxiety. There's still, should we trust whatever is coming, you know, with all of this, our God is still holding things together. But my friend, our challenge here is he's promising to be the Redeemer. And you want to pay attention that evening, that night, those moments of silence, those moments of grief, those moments of strife, he calls them brief. He calls them brief. And his redemption work, he calls it everlasting. And I choose to hold on to that. I choose to hold on to that. This is the treasured secret of our God. When it comes to doing exceedingly abundantly what he, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, but what he says, your ways are not my ways. When it comes to that part, we can look at the Bible and see that when we look into what he's done, we are able to comprehend what he's doing and still have hope in what he will do. So look at Caleb. Look at Caleb and Joshua. The children of Israel, they get they send spies into the land. The spies see big giants and they see that reality. Again, they pull the wrong track record. They say, oh my goodness, they look at themselves. We are short people. Look at us. Oh my, we are nothing compared to these guys. They will destroy us in a minute. And maybe that was true. And then Joshua and Caleb pull from the track record. They see, you know what? Egypt is behind us. The Red Sea has never parted before. It parted and we walked through it. You know what? We saw rain, food rain from heaven. Friends, man, I like food, especially free food when it rains from heaven and it's something like meat, even if it's not surely meat. That's a good thing. We saw that. They enjoyed that. So Joshua and Caleb think, you know what? He did all that. He can add this giants in that track record. These are the treasured secrets of our God. He takes time, and when he takes time, it unveils who he is, and it also unveils the beauty of what he's doing in your life, in my life, and in what he has called us to do. So this is just a bunch of these are just but a little bit of what God is already doing here. And I don't know if I gave you a lot of stories to make you feel like you're with us, but so as of yesterday, we started a women's soccer team. Again, this is just God. We didn't know we'd have a women's soccer team, and it's doing great. It's doing great. And when it starts, it doesn't look like a big thing. Like I said, with Beyond Sports, we're interacting with young people in the hundreds. Some now that we've interacted with left because they're clearing high school and they're out in colleges now. And they left with faith and they left with the love of God sealed in their heart. When we finish back to Eden every evening, we do it. We say to young people, instead of saying, have you been entertained? Because we make sure they have fun. We told you joy and fun is a big thing. We say, have you experienced Eden? And people say, yeah. And then we say, you know what? We are not living with Eden. Eden is Christ, and Eden can be bottled in your heart forever by him being in your hand. And then kids come to faith. When it starts, it doesn't start like anything fancy. Beyond Sports started with two soccer balls and one that belonged to my kids, a number four soccer ball. And now we're actually down to two soccer balls. Those are so we need soccer balls. And the girls team actually needs all the sports gear because we have girls playing soccer in their dresses. We're dealing with a very challenging community. So we're trusting God to do a fundraiser for soccer balls, for shoes, for women's sportswear. But yeah, that's how it looks. It looks so weird right now. We look out and you see girls running around in dresses, but they're having a blast. They're sitting down, we're doing the word, and they're breaking bread. So as of yesterday, we are 3 weeks in with this soccer team, with just girls, and we do have our boys one in the morning. The boys one is not limited to the boys, but this one is limited to the girls because, again, of the pandemic and what we're seeing. So a little bit of that. So, man, what else is happening here? The tenant is gone. That's the beauty of our God. The tenant was gone and our house sold in under a week. Hallelujah. So we were able to recover everything the devil thought he would steal from us. God is making us laugh back. Woo! Yeah, so the Bible says the enemy will come like a flood. He will come, but God raises a standard. So we bless the Lord for that. We bless the Lord for you guys. But yeah, the treasured secret I want to share with you guys is the rest. Our God takes time to enjoy things. Our God takes time to see the beauty in what he's brought into being. And actually, he affirms that. He affirms that. We have a lot of songs of affirmation. We have songs of affirmation. You're beautiful. You're wonderful. You reflect God. You have the image and likeness of God. You inhale and exhale the very life of God. You reflect to God. We talk about this stuff. We put it in poetry. There is a poem with that, actually. We put it in spoken word. We put it in jokes. And we want to make sure that you hear God affirming what he brought into being. And he took time to do that. And that is a treasured secret because when we miss out on that, the devil is very smart. He knows when we miss out on the joy the Lord gives, the joy we find in what God has given us. It's one way of winning the battle towards us because the Bible says the joy of our Lord is our strength. Yeah. And where God is, there's fullness of joy and God is here. He's right there. We say he's not over there, over there. There's a song we call, we have Jesus. He's right here, alive in you, Christ in you, the hope of glory. So he doesn't want you to pay attention to that. So friends, ponder, crush this treasured secret. Our God is right here with you. Eden is right here. You wash the dishes in Eden. You work hard in Eden. You study hard as a student in Eden because God will never leave you, neither forsake you. And as much as he's right here with you, you can enjoy that. You can feel that presence. You can trust him. You can pull the track records every time you feel doubtful. Yeah, so I want to finish with one story. It's a sad one, though, but I want to finish with one story. So on our way, you can check out, there's a poem, this is not in that spoken word, but on our way to the hospital with our daughter, the town we live in on our way to a bigger city is, my grandmother used to live around there. So as I was driving to the hospital with my wife and our baby in the back seat, it was a very sad scene, a very sad environment. We kind of felt like our baby was going right in front of our eyes, you know, like in the back seat. So as we passed this place where we would get off the bus to go to my grandma's house, because my grandma did not live in the town, you would just get off the bus and walk. Cars would not even go up the hill. I remember the story. I remember the track record story. I remember the government had been working hard to push a militia from the major cities of Kenya for a long time back in the days. This is about 10 years ago. There was a militia that was dominating, like a gang militia that was dominating the cities, and the government had pushed them out of the major cities. So what they did is they went into the rural areas and they dominated my grandma's area. So every time we'd visit my grandma's, it was at your own risk to go home, back to your mom. So one day my brother and I said, we have to go see our grandma. We call her Shosho. So we went out, we saw Shosho, and I remember my uncle seeing us off. And he got us to a place where there's a railway. It's a mark line, you know, we call it railway line. And then he said, I'm not going to pass here, guys. You go with God. If I see you, good. If these guys attack you and kill you, sorry, guys, I'm going back. So he went back. It was my brother and I. So I remember going down the road, I set my eyes on one thing. We were going to catch a bus to go to see my mom. So my mind, I zeroed in being on the bus, not walking to the bus station, not, you know, going past the criminals. They will just attack you from anywhere because it's a bushy area. No, I remember this is about 11, 12, 10 years ago. My mind, I set my mind on being on the bus, being on a bus to my mom's. That's where I zeroed in and I focused there. Just give me one thing I can do. I'm a rapper. Just tell me what do I need to do? Okay, these lines, that's it. This is the topic. I will attack the topic. So I just zeroed in to being on the bus to my mom's. And that, I remember thanking God, being on a bus to my mom's, and I'm here today. So as we drove down the road from our home, and we have a sick baby in the back of the car, in the back seat of the car, I remember telling my wife, because we passed that stage, and I told my wife, hey, this happened here before. And I remember I zeroed in driving on the bus to my mom's. That's kind of what kept me through the entire road. I didn't tell my brother. I just zeroed into that. And I told my wife, let's agree driving back this road with our daughter. Well, let's agree on that. I don't know what's going to happen along the road. It was crazy. We ran into corrupt traffic police that ate some of the minutes that almost costed our daughter her life. But we just zeroed in driving home with our baby, okay, alive and okay. And sure enough, friends, we drove up that stage. That stage again, passing on our way back home with our baby, alive and okay. Treasured secrets of God. You can trust his track record. You can trust what he did yesterday to do today. But sometimes it's good to just zero in. Give me a target and I'm going to hit it and I'm going to stay there. And as I pray, I'm going to direct my prayers there. So whatever you're trusting God, whatever you're going through, you can pick a spot, pick a moment. He worked, he did it. And as you encourage someone, as you pray for someone, as you invite someone to trust him, you can direct them to that. If he did that, he can do it again. He can do it in your life. So I'm just going to pray with us, and then we can play the song. That's something I had in my heart. For more stories, please. Yeah, we can continue chatting. You can tell maybe I would never stop. So I'm going to stop here. God, I bless you. God, I bless you so much because you're a faithful God. You not only say that in a holy book that we can trust this book. So much in this book is proven day in, day out. There's no way this book is fake. There's no way our faith is fake. God, because your faithfulness is recorded over and over again in history, in the history of people you associate with and you choose to be friends and family with, and now you've chosen the whole world to be opened to your faithfulness, to your invitation as a faithful God who can be trusted. Lord, we just bless you that that faith is not misplaced. Our faith is informed. Our faith is informed. We know that you did it. We know that you walk with us. We know that you hold everything together, Lord. And as we are on this mission field, there's a lot of things you're trusting you for, Lord. And we know that you will continue meeting us at our point of need according to your riches in glory in your time. You who creates, who does things and takes the time to enjoy it and celebrate them. I just pray that you can put our hearts at ease and at peace and at rest to learn from you, if not even do exactly what you do, to just invite us, to give us the grace to continue walking with you. So we just bless you, Lord, for the opportunity to just share with this church family. May you encourage them. Whoever needs encouragement, meet him today. Whoever needs to be challenged, let them be challenged today. Lord, above all, in all this, in these crazy times of the pandemic, Lord, continue just holding us together and growing us and making us who you want us to be for the glory of your name, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.